It's a fight just to make it to the top. Gotta prove yourself. Show 'em what you got. Number one, it's a fight just to make it to the top. Gotta prove yourself and show 'em what you got. Number one, it's a fight just to make it to the top. Gotta prove yourself. Show 'em what you got. Number one, it's a fight just to make it to the top. Gotta prove yourself and show 'em what you got. Number one.
Welcome to Educators for Life, a winning world show with Shermanda. Coming to inspire, motivate, encourage, to shed light, and bring hope. We will share testimonies and share stories of people from around the world who have chosen to live triumphant lives on purpose, overcoming adversities. And now, a winning world show with Shermanda.
Gotta prove yourself and show them what you got. Number one.
Bless the Lord, soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Psalms 103:1-5. Great day, beloveds. How good it is to be granted another day to give thanks for life, health, strength, and to be able to come to you with an abundance of love, hugs, and yes, fellowship, agape-filled kisses. Yes, yes, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I'm filled with joy, happiness, and thanksgiving. Is it easy all the time? No, but with God, the heavy is made light, and we are filled with peace to bear whatever it is and make it through to victory every time. This is what a winning world is all about. And as your host, it is my desire to continue bringing to you the winning stories of victory and triumphant living through every test and trial that may come in our lives. Today's guest is a native of Birmingham, Alabama, and has called Jacksonville, Florida, her home for over 25 years. She is a Florida Supreme Court County Mediator, CEO, and owner of IJN Home Care Service Incorporated, published author, real estate investor, and adjunct law professor. She has a spirit of giving and a passion to serve the community and helping others. She is currently in the process of receiving a postgraduate degree from Harvard University, Cambridge, Massachusetts. She is certified Lean Six Sigma. She attended Birmingham School of Law, University of Alabama in Birmingham, and has a graduate degree and certificates from the University of North Florida Novus Law School and LOMA, and many, many, many other accolades and accomplishments and blessings. And must mention her loving husband, Terry Young, and son, Terry Jacoby Young. Welcome to Wanda Young, my sister.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. When I was looking over all that you've done, it's so amazing. And definitely you are in a winning circle, living a winning life, and it is a pleasure to have you. So, you know, I want to hear a little bit about you growing up. Tell us, you know, who is Tawanda?
Okay. Well, I grew up in a normal extended family household in Birmingham with my grandfather, grandmother, mother, sisters, brothers, father, and I was taught to work hard. I was also taught to be overly kind to people, even if it meant self-sacrifice. That didn't work out for me. I was constantly being taken advantage of over the years, by people. However, I took on that mindset that being hurt was okay. And the most important thing in growing up was that I was loved. My family showed me love, agape love. My father, Lonnie, you know, I grew up in a normal household with love, taught to be overly kind to people. And that's where it was in Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, you know, It's a beautiful thing to have a family that loves you. And, you know, looking at all that you've accomplished, you can tell that you were surrounded with that. But, you know, we want to hear some of the things that happen in life. You know, what was your turnarounds? What happened in life that...
Well, in my life, what happened over a period of time, I became obsessed with, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. I became, I hate to use the term, slave to the dollar bill. My job became everything to me. When I said everything, I thought this job was, everything was sacrificed other than putting the focus on where I should put the focus. I focused everything on this job. I worked all the time. I neglected my son. I neglected myself, chasing the dollar bill and trying to keep up with the Joneses. And that was a trying time in my life because this job that I focused on all the time, I would leave my son home with, I would leave my son home with no one to take care of, and just spend a lot of time just wondering, you know, if he was okay. You know, he was like 7, 8 years old. I had the next door neighbor watching when he would be at home for hours instead of me coming straight home after work. I would work overtime, just chasing a dollar bill. And I lived a life of trying to be more than what I was, and it was a big sacrifice. So,
where do you think that came from?
It came from being just a person that was, like I said, a person that probably felt like I had to be accepted. Mm-hmm. And the only way I would be accepted was to prove to people that I had something, you know, that I had money. I had to prove to them that I always felt a need to prove myself to people, and I was losing myself. And I was not focusing on, like I said, my focus should have been first on God and family. And I didn't organize or prioritize that way.
Okay, now, I know you said earlier on that you were taught to kind of take hurt on and pain on. Was it something back in your childhood and growing up that made you want to overcome to the point of feeling that you had to, you know, just show that you were, you know, more than what you were?
Yes.
To people?
Yes. Yes, because I was weird. Me and my siblings, we were constantly told, you know, that we were below others. It's sort of hard to explain, but we were taught to be humble, but we were taught to be humble to a point where we had to self-depreciate ourselves and to be accepted. And so everyone that I came in contact with, I looked at them as they were so much better than me. And then I reached a point in my life where I wanted to be like everyone that I saw, because I've always been taught to humble myself so low that I developed that, like I said, that sense of I don't even know how to explain this word. I wasn't deserving of anything.
Right. What you had wasn't enough.
Yes, wasn't enough.
You weren't enough. So let me ask you this. What was the turnaround?
The turnaround in my life, believe it or not, God is so good. God is so wonderful. You know, when you won't change, sometimes he will put things in your life to change for you because he knows what's best for you. Like I say, I was working counseling. This job was everything. And one day the head up of the this company that I was working for, he came in and they said they were moving this company from Jacksonville to Texas, and they were not transferring employees. They were going to give us this big packet. And when that happened, the day it happened, I felt just like, I couldn't believe it was happening, because it was to a point, like I said, I was working so much, I didn't even have time to spend money. I was taking paychecks, sometimes cash, and just stuffing them in a, like a little briefcase thing. Just had money everywhere, thinking it would always be there. And when this company left, you know, that day they made the announcement, some of the employees was crying and just, you know, everybody was upset. But I felt numb because I knew that that was everything to me. I just felt like an out-of-body experience because I had nothing now. That was my everything. I had put everything that was important to me was that job. I mean, like I said, I sacrificed self, church, family, spouse, everything for this job.
Now, was this before or after you went into the university? At what point do you begin to get your education and move into the place and space that you're in, you know, going forward?
Okay, after that, like I said, during that time when I was working, so I wouldn't even go to the doctor. You know, who had time for doctor's visit? You know, I was perfectly fine. I would work 14 hours a day, sometimes 7 days a week. And when I was off, I realized that some of the things that I had been neglecting, I could see for myself. You know, I was off for a month before I started a new job. But during that time, I was walking around with Graves' disease and didn't even know it. I could have, you know, really, it could have gotten worse. And I could have really lost my life because I never went to the doctor. I would, you know, I was feeling bad, but I didn't care. I wasn't going to take off from work. And like I said, what really made me change my life totally was I had my son at this point. My son, when my life really started changing more, my son was getting ready to go to college. He was in high school, and he was like, "Mom, what are you doing now to further your education? Now, you know, you don't have that job that you were just, what are you doing?" And that's when I made a decision to go back, finish school, and go back. And once I finished, you know, finished school and also, I went ahead and got appointed by the Supreme Court to mediate cases. And, you know, and I started to love myself, focus on myself, and focus on my family. And it's been good. And I realized that chasing money is not the answer to everything.
Wow. So as far as the educational things that I called out from your bio, those all took place after you lost the job that was your everything.
Yes, that's correct.
That was a great turnaround. Let me ask you this. What is it something that you would tell people that are in your same position that have a family? And, you know, because we hear it all the time. People say or tell their children, well, as soon as I get this done or as soon as I, you know, we get this much money saved up, then we will do this, that, or the other. And before you know it, you look up. And the children are grown, they're out of the home, and maybe, you know, God forbid, someone loses their life and you never got the chance to spend that time. You never got the chance to live those dreams. So what would you tell someone that is in your same position to turn the corner now versus later?
I would tell the person now, do not have the reality TV mentality. Don't chase the dollar bill. Don't be a slave to the dollar bill. Don't let someone put you on tap dancing shoes and have you dance on command. And what I mean by that is don't become a slave to a job. The one thing recently that my aunt said to me, we were all talking, and my aunt is, she's almost 80 years old, and we were all talking, and we were saying, well, what if such and such loses his job? And my aunt looked at us like we were crazy and said, you get another one. You get another one. Don't become so obsessed with a job or money that you lose yourself. you can't get back that I can't get back that time with my son. You know, and I blame myself. He sometimes suffers from anxiety. I blame myself for that. And that might be because of the many times he was by himself, you know. So in keeping up with the Joneses, you don't have to do that. You don't have to tap dance for anyone. You don't have to keep up with the Joneses. You have to love yourself, trust God 100%, and things will work out for you.
They will work out. And you just made a statement of something as far as blaming yourself. And I would tell you and encourage anyone else that is listening that, you know, all things work together for the good of those who love our Lord, and everything happens according to his plan. So, you know, as far as that stress and taking on the blame, we have to be very, very careful. And I can speak to that and from that only because I, you know, when I was hit as the provider for my children a little over 3 years ago, our lives changed. And literally, maybe in the last 3-4 months, I had to stop and sit back, because though I have a constant pain going on in the body, it would intense and it would increase literally within seconds. And I one day sat back and said, what is it that's bringing on this stress and this pain when I was just feeling really good, you know, maybe an hour or so ago? And it was something that, because of an action with one of my children, it made me tense up even more. So it caused me more pain. And I had to sit back and say, you know what, Lord, I realize that I am taking on the stress and the blame of what's happened, and it's not my place. You are in control. And once I came to the place, and I even called each of my kids and I said, look, life happened and I can't change it. You know, this was a life lesson. We've learned from it and we're growing from it and we're continuing on. And I know that God is going to make things greater. But I've been carrying not just the weight of my injury, but the weight of you all. And now I must release you all into the Father's hands so that I can focus and have the release and the ability to just focus, you know, on this healing process. Because, you know, taking them on and taking on the pains in my body, you know, it was a lot. And when I tell you, when I released the guilt, the hurt, the pain, and seeing that, you know, feeling that their actions or their attitudes and everything was based on what I had done or what I couldn't do or, you know, what I didn't do. When I released that, I was able to literally breathe and I felt a weight lift off my shoulders. And now I'm quicker to see that when something comes in to put a little bit extra on me, I'm able to push it right off. So I would say, and I'm saying that to say, you know, I understand when you want to, you know, take on the blame, but don't blame yourselves. And that's to any listening person out there. Life happens to us all, and we don't always understand why we do what we do. But hey, we're still living and we still have life and we still have the ability to receive the restoration that the good Lord gives us, because he says that he will restore unto us. And though we can't get the time back, we still have the time today to love on each other and encourage each other and, you know, just, you know, enjoy the time that we have. And he says our latter shall be greater. So guess what? That's in the past. Is in the past. The greater is still to come, so that we're walking towards that, you know, that greater in our lives with our loved ones and in our own lives.
Oh yes, that is so true.
So moving on to your influences, I know you mentioned your grandmother as one of the people that, you know, you spoke to concerning something that was going on as far as what you do if you lose a job. You say you go out and you get a new job or get another one. Well, who were some of your influencers to, you know, help you change your thought process?
Well, one of my biggest influences is my son. Believe it or not, my son is a gift to me from God, because he has encouraged, you know, it's supposed to be the other way around. The mother should be encouraging your child. But my son has been very influential in my life, as far as, you know, he believes, and, you know, your children believe in you. And when you see they believe in you. You feel like you have to live up to this expectation. But my son has always been an encourager, and like I say, my family has always been a big support group. My husband, he is he's a great leader of the family and a good supporter of the family. So I've been blessed in that manner. It was just a matter of me getting my priorities together and trusting God 100%, because I was dealing during that time. I was dealing with a lot of like stress, but it was stress that I brought onto myself. It was stress that, and it seemed like that was my comfort level, being stressed. If I wasn't feeling stressed, then I thought something was wrong. But now I know that shouldn't be your comfort level, being stressed out all the time. Your comfort level should be trusting God 100%, knowing that He's brought you out of this, He's brought you out of that, and He will bring you out of the next thing. And I truly feel that, and that gives me a sense of, just feeling at ease, because I trust God 100%.
And I know that you work with girls. What is your message? What are you doing with the youth, our young ladies in the community?
Well, the ladies, the young ladies that I work with, I'm in the National Congress of Black Women, and we have different women within that organization that does things in the community that I support. I don't have a group myself, but I support the different organizations. And one of the things we did this year was they did the prom. So we, I got a whole bunch of, because I do a lot of balls and go to a lot of events, I had a lot of gowns. And so we were able to get a lot of gowns and donate for the young ladies to pick and choose and have a makeover. We also try to encourage young women also to, do things in the community as far as getting people out to vote, because that's a big thing now. And just seeing that, I recently saw that myself when I was volunteering to man the voting polls. And I saw so many young people out there voting, and it was so encouraging to see that. This one young man, he came out the poll and he had his cell phone, and somebody called him and he said, "What's up, man?" He said, "I'm down here voting, and I brought my sister down here to vote also." He said, "Man, have you voted?" And I was looking at this young man, and I'm like, wow, not only did he vote, he brought his sister down there to vote. And then he asked his friend, did he vote? And he was only 18 years old, but he looked like he was about 18. But just to see that is so encouraging. And the young ladies that I saw down there, they were so respectful. And it was just so encouraging to see that our young people, they're trying. They are really trying. All they need is a good support system to continue to work with them and encourage them to just keep pressing forward.
And what would you say to inspire them?
I would say to them that we believe in them, that we are proud of them. Again, trust God 100%. Ask God to order your steps. Believe in yourself. Communicate. Don't hesitate to reach out to get help. Any young woman there are so many groups out there. There are so many numbers. If you're feeling down, I know it's peer pressure is hard. Peer pressure is just, it's hard even with adults, older adults, the pressure. Just know that there are people out there that you can call, and you can pick up your phone and call, or you can email me. If you just, anytime, you can email Shamanda anytime, because we want the best for you all. And just, like I say, keep pressing forward, block out the noise, don't let no one throw your tap dance shoes and have you dancing on command, and be encouraged.
And what would you say to, you know, to encourage other parents out there that are hearing you and saying, you know what, I can do this? Because Tawanda, the attorney Tawanda, you know, is showing me the way. You know, she's in the same shoes, and I want to make this turn. So what would be your inspiration to them?
My inspiration to them is that believe in yourself, love yourself, and it will happen. It will definitely happen.
Amen. Well, Tawanda, I want to thank you for joining, and this has been an amazing story. And you know what? I know we've only scratched the surface with who you are, and we've jumped around here and there with all of your achievements, because they are many. You will be able to read more of Tawanda's story in our A Winning World anthology that will be published, hopefully, to be released around Christmas time, with stories of people winning from around the world. Our A Winning World Facebook page has all information on upcoming events, releases, and show listings. I want to thank Ms. Dr. Attorney Tawanda. It's so many labels that you have, though you so downplay them in even the conversation that we've had here. But I want to thank you, you know, for coming and being a part of the A Winning World family and being a part of the book, and just showing and sharing your story and your love. I want to thank, you know, all of the listening audience. In closing, I want to leave you with one of my personal quotes from my Amazon published book, Love Inspired Living, that states, start your day off and or end your day out with inspiration and hope. What you feed your mind and spirit will be that seed and harvest for your future. I pray that A Winning World is a part of your inspiration and hope to dream big, live abundantly, and you know that all things are possible to them who love the Lord. Until next week, blessings.
Thanks for joining A Winning World with Shermanda. Do you have a story or testimony and would like to be considered for an interview on the show? Connect on Facebook at A Winning World or Educators for Life, or visit Shermanda.com. Telephone 904-533-5222 or email connect@educators4life.com. Tune in next week for more winning stories on A Winning World with Shermanda. Number one.